This is Robert, Illini.com. That's not Illini.com, it's Illini.com. Three fears for the Purdue game on Saturday. I pulled out the old, a CD from my college days to make a point, which is point number one, which is fear number one, which is this season kind of has the feel of those 92, 93, 94, 95 years, which can be a good thing because that was, would we go to three bowls in that span? We were always right there, kind of frustrating, kind of right there. My first fear is that we're kind of still up and down. And if we're up and down, we lose to Mizzou, then we beat SIU and NIU, then we lose to Ohio State, then we beat Penn State, then we lose to Michigan State, then we beat Indiana. I'm worried about a downtick, mostly just because of how this sets up. If this game, say this game was last week, say we played Indiana this week and we played Purdue last week. Last week, Purdue was 2-0. They had gone into Northwestern and won. They had beaten Minnesota at home. And we were coming off our worst performance where we lost 26-6. So if this game was last week, the line wouldn't be 17 points. And we'd be sitting around saying, boy, they have a decent defense. They got a young quarterback who can run a little bit. This feels a little scary. So that's my initial fear, is that we're because it's this week and they just got blown out at Ohio State and we just blew out Indiana, even though they outgained us by 100 yards, I'm worried about complacency. I'm worried about, this one's easy. Let's see if we can get into Michigan and win that one and make ourselves bowl eligible. I don't want to look past. Fear number two is Purdue's defense. They are pretty good, regardless of how they played, at Ohio State. They still have probably the defensive player of the year in Ryan Kerrigan. They can make a mess of things. Again, yes, they didn't play good last week, but they stopped Northwestern when they needed to. They shut down Minnesota when they needed to. And, of our last five opponents, let's see, I haven't thought this out. No, this is probably the best defense we'll face. They're better than, this is probably the best defense we'll face in our last five games. So that has me concerned. Are we ready to step up as offense? Are we ready to start to move the ball better than we have in the past? I'm worried. Number three, I think the main reason I'm worried about this game, there's injuries. They might even be starting a true freshman quarterback if Henry's finger isn't okay. There's lots of reasons to think, oh, we're just going to roll them. Our defense is not going to let them run or pass. This one's going to be over quickly. There's a lot of reasons to be confident, but this whole game has a Northern Illinois game feel to me. I don't know why. I haven't been able to shake it all week. In that, before the NIU game, I think I predicted us to win by two or something like that. Because, yes, they were coming off a loss to Iowa State and a loss, or they barely beat a FCS team at home by four. And so many fans were, NIU's not what they were supposed to be this year, and they're way down, and we should just roll them. Well, I was still pretty afraid that was a pretty good team, and they haven't lost since. I'm afraid Purdue is probably better. Or I know they're a lot better than getting shut out at Ohio State, and I'm hoping that we're not taking this one for granted. So those are my three fears. I'm just hesitant. I don't want early 90s again, where we're up, we're down, we're up, we're down. I want consistency, and I'm hoping to see us, come up and hit them in the mouth. So go Illini.